Here's your fair value brief for Thursday, July 23, 2026. Today's big picture. Oil markets are splitting in two. The ECB's rate decision could shake up currencies, and tech's AI spending spree is finally getting pushback from investors. Let's start with oil. WTI crude jumped 3.6% to $89.96 yesterday, capping a nearly 14% weekly gain as U.S. inventories tightened and refineries ran at 96.1% capacity. But Brent crude? Down 1.6% to $92.60. After reports that DP World will build new terminals to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. So traders are betting on short-term supply crunches, but long-term workarounds. And you're feeling it at the pump. The national average for gasoline just hit $4.02 a gallon, up 16 cents in a week. Now, to the markets. The ECB meets today, and the rate itself isn't the story. It's almost certain to hold at 2.4%. What matters is the guidance. If they hint at future cuts, the euro could weaken, which would be a tailwind for U.S. multinationals like Coca-Cola and Apple, but pressure dollar-priced commodities like oil and gold. The euro is sitting near a one-week high, around $1.14. A hawkish tone from Lagarde could push it even higher, weighing on gold and oil. Meanwhile, tech's having a reckoning. Alphabet's earnings came in after the bell. Cloud revenue surged 82%. But their $200 billion capex plan for the year sent shares down 3%. And it's not just Alphabet. Tesla's AI and robotics spending crushed their margins down to 1.4%, and TSMC's $64 billion capex hike, up from $56 billion, knocked their stock down 4%, even though they beat earnings. The message is clear: growth alone isn't enough anymore. Profits matter. Here's the big story. AI's trillion-dollar bet is hitting a wall. Alphabet's earnings call had all the hallmarks of a win. Google Cloud revenue up 82% to $24.8 billion, beating estimates. But the stock still fell 3% and kept sliding. Why? $200 billion in capex. That's nearly double last year's spend and more than the entire economy of Hungary. For perspective, Alphabet spent $110 billion in 2025. Now, they're projecting up to $200 billion for 2026. With no clear end in sight. The shift is abrupt. For months, every AI dollar was cheered as a down payment on future dominance. Now, investors are asking, where's the payoff? Alphabet's free cash flow turned negative last quarter. Tesla's margins collapsed as they poured $5.8 billion into AI and robotics. TSMC's stock dropped 4% after raising their capex, even though earnings were strong. This is the capex reckoning. Goldman Sachs says the Magnificent Seven will spend $725 billion on AI this year, up 77% from 2025. By 2027, that number hits $1 trillion. But revenue isn't keeping up. Alphabet's cloud sales, though strong, are just 12% of total revenue. Meta's AI-driven ads work, but their stock is down 8% this week as investors question whether the spending is sustainable. So what do investors want now? Three things: clear ROI timelines. When will these data centers and AI models earn more than they cost? Margin protection. Can companies spend $1 trillion and still grow profits? And an end game. Is there a limit to this spending, or is this just the new normal? The answers will determine whether this is a temporary pullback or a lasting shift. For now, efficiency is winning. Broadcom, which supplies AI chips to Google and Meta, is up 15% this month, while its customers lag. The lesson? Selling the tools beats burning cash to use them. Now, the big picture. Bonds are signaling caution, but stocks are shrugging it off. The 10-year Treasury yield is holding at 4.63%, near its 2026 highs, as traders bet the Fed stays on hold. That's pushing mortgage rates up. The 30-year fixed is now at 6.55%, adding about $200 a month to typical payments compared to early 2025. Yet the S&P 500 is just 1% below its record, and the NASDAQ is 1.2% off its peak. Sector performance tells the story. Energy stocks are up 4.78% this week as oil climbs, but tech is down 0.72%, and communication services, home to Meta and Alphabet, are off 3.69%. High-spending growth stocks are underperforming for the first time in months. and the VIX jumping 6% to 17.64 suggests traders are hedging for a potential pullback. Commodities are diverging too. WTI's 3.6% gain isn't just about inventories. It's about refineries running at 96.1% capacity, meaning nearly every barrel is being processed. Gas prices are rising even as crude stocks build. Gold, meanwhile, fell 1.2% to $4,095 an ounce as the dollar steadied, but it's still up 2.8% this week, signaling that safe haven demand isn't going away. The dollar is the linchpin here. It's flat today, but the euro is climbing ahead of the ECB decision. If cuts are signaled, the euro weakens, helping U.S. exporters. If the ECB stays firm, the dollar could dip, lifting commodities even further. Around the world, Middle East tensions are reshaping oil flows. Houthi attacks and U.S.-Iran clashes have created a two-tier market. WTI rises on tight U.S. supplies, while Brent slips as traders bet on that Hormuz bypass. DP World's new terminals in the UAE offer a long-term solution, but short-term pain remains. Gasoline at $4.02 a gallon, diesel prices climbing. China's sending mixed signals. Their AI and semiconductor sectors are surging. Moonshot AI's Kimi K3 designed a chip in just 48 hours, but property woes drag on. The yuan is weakening, with the dollar-yuan pair at 6.769 as capital exits. Yet Beijing is tightening AI model and chip export controls, mirroring U.S. restrictions. Global tech firms now face localization demands, which means higher costs. The ECB's in a no-win situation. With inflation at 2.5%, still above their target, but growth slowing, they're stuck. A dovish hold, where they don't cut but hint at future moves, would weaken the euro, aiding U.S. firms but hurting European exporters. A hawkish hold would strengthen the euro, pressuring the dollar and commodities. Either way, German bund yields are likely to rise, tightening financial conditions across Europe. Russia-Ukraine tensions are simmering too. U.S.-Russian talks in Manila made no progress, but the bigger risk is secondary sanctions on Iran's oil smuggling networks, which could tighten global supplies even further. And China's grain purchases, wheat prices are up on Black Sea disruptions, are adding to food inflation, another headache for central banks already juggling too much. Now let's talk companies. The CapEx backlash is reshaping markets, and the message is clear: profits now trump growth. Alphabet's Q2 revenue beat expectations, $87.6 billion versus $86.3 billion, but earnings per share missed, and CapEx doubled to $44.9 billion. Full-year guidance, $195 to $200 billion. Shares fell 3% as investors pressed for profit timelines. Tesla's Q2 operating margins plunged to 1.4%, down from 4.1%, thanks to AI and robotic spending. Free cash flow turned negative, with a $1.1 billion outflow, and CapEx tripled to $5.8 billion. The stock's down 5% this week, 20% over the month. Broadcom, on the other hand, is up 15% this month after securing long-term AI chip deals with Google, Meta, and Anthropic. Unlike its customers, Broadcom sells the infrastructure, lower risk, higher margins. And Lockheed Martin? Q2 revenue hit $19.3 billion, up 7% year-over-year, and they raised full-year guidance. The stock's up 1.4% as geopolitical tensions boost defense spending. From Washington, the Fed's staying quiet, but their June meeting minutes revealed a sharp divide. Some officials want near-term cuts to avoid a hard landing. Others say inflation at 3.5% is still too high. The result? No cuts until September at the earliest. Treasuries reflect the stalemate. The 10-year yield is at 4.63%, near its 2026 high, while the 2-year yield sits at 4.26%. That 37 basis point gap suggests bonds are hedging against slowing growth. Mortgage rates are feeling the strain too. The 30-year fixed average is 6.55%, up from 6.3% last month, adding about $200 a month to typical payments. With home prices near records, affordability is the worst it's been since 1984. And political risks aren't helping. Trump's warning of strikes on Iranian infrastructure if Tehran targets Hormuz shipping is adding $2 to $3 per barrel to oil prices, but it's also delaying any Fed rate cuts. Under the hood, the VIX's 6% jump to 17.64 isn't just about geopolitics. It's a broader risk repricing. Here's the chain reaction. AI CapEx is pushing Treasury yields higher. The Magnificent Seven will spend $725 billion on AI this year. That's 3% of U.S. GDP. Financed with debt, this boosts Treasury issuance, pushing long-term yields up. The 10-year at 4.63% reflects bond traders seeing AI as inflationary, not deflationary. Higher yields mean tighter credit. The National Financial Conditions Index is at negative 0.55, which still signals easy money, but credit spreads are widening. High yield spreads hit 2.69%, up from 2.5% last month. Lenders are demanding more for risk, and that tighter credit is driving sector rotation. High debt sectors like tech and real estate are lagging, while low debt, cash flow leaders like energy and defense are outperforming. Energy stocks are up 4.78% this week. Tech is down 0.72%. Now, something worth learning today: the bid, the ask, and the real cost of trading. Bitcoin's trading at $65,617. But if you want to buy or sell instantly, you'll pay $65,619 or receive $65,615. That $4 gap? That's the bid-ask spread, the hidden cost of immediate trading. Here's how it works. The bid is the highest price a buyer will pay, $65,615 for Bitcoin. The ask is the lowest price a seller will accept, $65,619. The spread is the difference, $4, and that's your fee for instant execution. Markets run on two types of orders: limit orders, where you set your price, and market orders, where you trade now at the best available price. Crossing the spread is what you pay for speed. Why does this matter now? The VIX at 17.64, up 6%, widens spreads. In calm markets, Apple's spread might be a penny. In volatility, it jumps to 10 cents or more. Bitcoin's spread usually sits at $2 to $10, but in the 2022 crash, it spiked to over $50. More volatility means higher trading costs. Yesterday, we asked about GBP CPI year over year, but the data isn't out yet. We're still waiting. The question remains open. Tomorrow, the focus is on the euro main refinancing rate. The ECB announces its decision today, and the forecast is a hold at 2.4%. Here's the question: if the ECB cuts unexpectedly, which asset moves most? The euro, European stocks, or gold? And why? Think about borrowing costs, currency flows, and safe haven demand. We'll break it down tomorrow. Here's what to watch this week. Today, July 23rd, at 8:15 Eastern, the ECB's main refinancing rate decision. A cut weakens the euro, helping U.S. exporters but pressuring commodities. At the same time, the ECB's monetary policy statement: forward guidance matters more than the rate itself. Then at 8:45, Lagarde's press conference. Her tone on inflation and growth will set the euro's direction. At 8:30, U.S. weekly initial jobless claims. Anything above 220,000 could signal labor market softness, bringing Fed cuts closer. And earnings from Lockheed Martin, Intel, American Airlines, and Nokia. Friday, July 24th, the Bank of Japan's rate decision. Any yield curve adjustments could ripple through global bonds. UK retail sales for June. Weakness may push the Bank of England toward cuts. And earnings from Verizon and HCA Healthcare. Monday, July 27th, the U.S. two-year note auction, $60 billion. Demand will test bond market sentiment. Then the five-year note auction, $61 billion. Another check on appetite for duration. Plus earnings from Boeing, PayPal, Coca-Cola, and Ford. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.